a favorite subject for many school children is now one of the most debated, lunch, as some big changes are currently in the works at school cafeterias across the country. School Nutrition Association member and dietitian Dale Hayes says there's little doubt that the program did need to be revamped.
If we looked at what the school meal pattern had been for 15 years, yes, we needed to take a new look at that. And some of the things that we have in the new meal pattern, I am totally behind. There's more fruits, there's more vegetables, there's whole grains. We still have low-fat milk, white, and we have non-fat milk flavored and white. So there's some really good things.
However, she concedes that there are some issues.
I wish we had done a little more pilot testing. If we had not rolled it out to the whole country, if we'd been able to try it in a few schools and work out some of the kinks, I think we might be in a better place today.
And one of those major kinks, new maximum calorie limits.
Honestly, I don't think there's a problem in the elementary grades. And middle school may be a little more problematic. When we hit high school, I think that's one of the places there's some kinks. And it has to do with high school athletes. And it has to do with kids who are used to eating one way and now are going in and not being able to have a second whole wheat roll. Even if it's a whole wheat roll, they can't have one that's the size they're used to or can't have a second one.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.